Right then, I've just unpacked my new little Roomba thing, robot transformer in disguise, and I think it's all ready to use. It's I would say it's like a if you imagine a pound coin multiplied by, it's about the size, oh gosh, okay, it's kind of pound coin in shape, so it's like it's like a it's like it's a disc shape, but it's a quite a thick disc shape. It's got little wheels underneath and brushes everywhere and stuff like that. It's got one, two, three. Two, three, four, five buttons on the top, a big round one, and four little kind of oblong shaped ones underneath. I assume that's for kind of programming and stuff like that. It's quite a cute little thing. It's about the size of, oh, I don't know. It's about 18 inches across, maybe. So I'm going to switch it on now and see what it does. Let's see where it goes. Okay, it's gone off. It's off it goes. Yep, I'm gonna follow it around the room. Okay. Okay, it's gone off the other side of the living room. It's gone behind the sofa. Oops, it's just bashed into the sofa. Okay, it's coming back. That's quite cute. Is it gonna get stuck? No. Okay, it's gone off behind the sofa. It's it seems to be concentrating on one particular area at the minute. Oh, it's coming back. Here, boy. Here, boy. Right, it's coming back. It's doing around the edge of the sofa. It's now cleaning in front of the sofa. It's now that's clever. It is now under the coffee table. It's quite not very high off the ground, so it can fit quite easily under the coffee table. I'll tell you what, it's a better bloody driver than most women. Okay, where's it going now? It seems to be kind of a bit random about how it's doing it. But I'll trust it. Anyway, that's my vacuum cleaner. I'm going to leave it to its own devices and see how it does. Now, apparently, when the battery runs down, it should go back to its little docking station all by itself. So I'm going to leave it to its own devices. That is really cute. Love it. Oh, expensive, but cute.